So, watch any, see any good movies lately? Did you? I bought a broom yesterday. That's, I don't know.
I bought a broom yesterday too. I'm too fancy
Really?
for it.
We're broom
No.
buddies.
Yeah, there's nothing to talk about. I
There's
mean,
nothing to talk about. I don't
you've
know.
been
I don't
so
know why.
quiet.
I'm sorry I brought you guys on to talk
Right,
Steelers.
yeah.
Things going on. Oh, wait. There's one more thing. What does that say? What does that say? Dangerberg.
I
Dangerberg.
love it. Do you like it?
Okay.
I was gonna go like Rustberg or Wilsonberg, and I'm like Dangerberg.
Here's how dumb I am. When he kept calling himself Danger Russ, it didn't hit that's like dangerous. It didn't hit me until like a day or two ago. Like, oh, yeah, we got him.
Yeah, guess
We
what?
got him. We got him. We got him.
We did. And we got him for cheap as dirt. $1.8
Honestly, the
million.
punter they just signed makes more money than
He does. That's hilarious. As you mentioned, that is so funny. The Bill
yep.
Burr punter. You know what I
Yeah.
mean?
Oh, yeah. He looks
Right.
exactly like Bill Burr.
Yeah. They have two quarterbacks on their rosters now combined are making less than $5 million. And
That's crazy. That's
that's
crazy.
yeah. It is. Pretty awesome, though.
I want to go back a couple weeks ago. Chad Ochocinco. He said, a little birdie told me the Steelers are going to end up with Russell Wilson. And we laughed and laughed and laughed. And I said, say no to drugs, people. Come on. That could never happen. That would never, in a million years, anything like that would happen. And then last Friday, we get the news that he's visiting the Steelers. And I'm like, what?
Right. He
Well,
got
actually, when
real.
my the guy that produces my studio, Bob Greenberg, he put it out about 3 weeks ago, and he got lambasted. And Bob usually doesn't do this stuff, but he put it out there that he knew that Russell Wilson was on a plane to Pittsburgh more than that. And he kind of Whoa.
and first class flight. So it was a guy that I know of that he does know. And so Bob, of course, got crushed on Twitter. Well, you know, he put the he was doing the Vince McMahon walk, you know, like
So are
yeah,
you
and
saying
so
that he's saying that he that that wasn't the Friday wasn't the first time that they met Russell Wilson? I
Or?
think that was not the first time.
Right. Gotcha. Okay.
Which
Okay,
makes
good
a lot
though.
of sense.
Yeah.
It makes a lot of sense that it just wouldn't be like a one-time thing, especially something as big for him and as big for the Steelers. I'm sure they had a lot of talks and
I mean, well, we'll see. They've had other bigger free agent. I still say that Larry Foote was the best free agent signing they ever did. I think Jeff Harding's is close second or third. But as far as a big splash name, like a big impact player, I think you got to go back to like Kevin Green before you hit somebody that you go like, oh my, or Jerome Bettis, which he wasn't technically but that's where you got to go back to. So this is the biggest one since then, and arguably their biggest splash play maybe ever, right?
And Jerome was a trade.
Jerome's a trade, right? So I wouldn't count. So yeah, you have to go back to Kevin Green. You know, who had come off a really big year with the Rams. I think he had like 12 or 13, or no, like 16 sacks the Rams that year or something. So
And you know. And looking at it from both sides, you know, he said, I want to go to a contender and I want to start. And you look at what's available, you know, there was like Raiders, Atlanta, I don't know who really was available. Of all those teams, really the Steelers made the most sense for him. But did it make sense for the Steelers? That's the thing. That's the thing that blows my mind is that they would want him. And I guess you could just say, who cares if it doesn't work? This is
Right.
you're basically getting him for free.
Yeah, that's the only reason
The
why they're doing it. If they had to pay him, if they had to pay him like, you know, tens of millions of dollars, there's I don't think that they would have, even though that's basically what they paid Trubisky, I don't know that they would have, you know,
No.
been so eager to do it.
Another good sign would have been thank you, Denver, for paying $37.5 million of that salary. Right.
Oh
Yeah,
my
exactly.
God.
Thank you,
Thank you,
Denver. Denver.
Thank you.
Yeah,
So
no,
we'll
I mean,
see.
I think it was the right fit, Joe. You know, I think
Last week on a podcast, we were saying, okay, Fields isn't coming here. It's the Kenny Pickett show, unless by some miracle, which we basically kind of discounted, that they brought in a free agent. Well, now that's all back into this big tilt-a-whirl of we're bringing in Russell Wilson. Nobody's really officially said you're going to be the starter, and no one's going to talk to Mike Tomlin until the end of March at the owners' meetings. And even when they do talk to Mike Tomlin, we all know very well Mike Tomlin isn't going to come right out and say, at least I don't think he is, say that there's competition. But you get, I almost everybody seems to agree that he must have been told you have a chance to compete for the starting role. So
And he
now we have
left.
a very, very fun quarterback controversy going into minicamp. Because at this point, I think now they draft a quarterback, Joe. You kind of called that if this happened. And now they'll probably draft a quarterback somewhere in those mid to late rounds, probably. And there you go. So I think it was the right fit, because the other thing I think it does, right, is okay, Kenny, if you're the guy, beat out a 9-time Pro Bowler, Super Bowl champion, bona fide guy who's had better years than you. And if you look at the stats, right, he's out of the last 5 years, 3 times he's finished in the top 7 in touchdown to interception ratio. Where he picks up where Kenny leaves off is you're going to score touchdowns with him. So last year, what, 26 touchdowns, 8 interceptions. So there's kind of that gap there. Everyone's saying, well, Kenny doesn't turn the ball over. Okay, good. Now that is Russell Wilson, but he job done. Kenny hasn't gotten a job done yet. So beat him out and you're showing something. But it also does show me that I don't know if they believe in Kenny Pickett.
Right. Yeah. And it's funny because I'm sure they did say, you're going to have to, or maybe they didn't say you're going to have to compete. Who knows what they said to him?
Right.
But even if they did say you have to compete, he was like, Kenny Pickett? Okay. You know what I mean? Like, okay. Like he's, there's no threat to Russell
Yeah.
Wilson at all. None at all. And you're right.
Yeah.
They are going to draft a quarterback. I sort of feel like Spencer Rattler, maybe. I don't know, in the third round, whatever. That's kind of my feeling. And then they'll go with an undrafted guy. You know what I mean? Or like
There'll be a Mitch Trubisky guy floating around there somewhere.
right.
Rick
Yeah,
Strong,
exactly.
maybe he's available.
Yeah, because
So,
they have to have four. They're going to have four in training camp. So it's
yeah.
just a matter of what other two
That
quarterbacks.
was
Because,
the.
Mason Rudolph took the Steelers off his bio. So we know that he's not coming back because that's official. You know what I mean?
Oh,
When they take
no.
him off the bio, then that means.
Oh, no. Oh,
Yeah,
no.
right.
Is he going to like a post that says something bad about the Steelers? That's the next step
Right.
in this
Yeah,
social
exactly.
media circus
Right.
thing. That was one of the big debates all day, is this a competition or are they just handing him the job? And people swear up and down, Tomlin does not operate that way. He's not just going to hand someone the job. I don't know. I
They're
don't
gonna
know.
play it like a competition. They're gonna play it like a competition, but it's not gonna be.
Or
It's
is it
absolutely
going to
silly.
be like you said, Allison, like, if they said to him, well, I want a chance to be a star. It's like, don't worry, you'll be in a competition. You just have to beat out Kenny Pickett. And
Right. Exactly.
the guy's like, yeah,
Yeah.
right. Okay.
Kenny who?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
May the best man win. I hope I can beat out Kenny Pickett and his, what, 6 touchdowns? Oh, no.
Right,
Oh, no. The
yeah.
only way Kenny Pickett would win that competition is if the competition was how many times can you spin into a defensive lineman? Then Kenny Pickett would be the world champion of that.
Yeah,
You'd be
like
on.
when you twirl yourself around on a bat and get dizzy, that's Kenny.
That's basically how he runs
No,
around,
and
yeah.
look, I mean, I don't think we can say act like we just brought in Joe Montana, right? I mean, he does bring some baggage. Things did not go well in Denver at all. And I just don't think it was a good mixed bag. But I also maybe shows me that Sean Payton can't win without Drew Brees. So I don't know. He looked pretty good last year in a lot of situations, especially that win in Buffalo is the one that kind of stuck in my mind, which I think a lot of people discounted because again, or forgot about because we went to the Browns that day. We lost to Cleveland. So Steeler fans get like, oh God, I'm gonna go watch 60 minutes or whatever. I'm done. But that was a great game in Buffalo, and they win the game, right? And rock Buffalo's road a little bit, playoff wise. So, he had a good year last year. There's no discrediting that. And so he comes in here with pretty good slate, guys. So yeah, I think he's the odds-on favorite to get the starting job. But and again, what does this do to Kenny Pickett's psyche? Kenny
Yeah.
Pickett's sitting there Like, I mean, you can it to say that Kenny Pickett has not gotten a fair shake since they've drafted him is true. Doesn't absolve him of some of the fault, but the kid's had a rough go of it. There's no way you can dispute that.
Well, this is a big question about what he's made of. I'm sure they've talked to him. But if I'm him, now remember, end of last year when he got hurt and then it was Mason, he did not handle that well, basically being the backup. So, you have two choices, buddy. You could fight for your job, you could fight to be on this team, or you could have the boo-boo face, you could pout, or you could just check out or whatever and be off the team and possibly be out of the league. So what's it going to be, buddy? We'll see.
Exactly. I think you make a great point because it's like however Pickett responds to this, other teams are going to be watching. You know what I mean? Like other teams are going to be seeing that, and it's like, hey, do we want to bring this guy in next year or in a couple of years if he's going to act this way? You know what I mean?
Like a
If he's going to be
baby.
immature, right? Exactly. Yeah. So you might
No,
want
they're
to
definitely gonna
think
be watching. I mean, that's a great
about
point, Allison. And I know Arthur Smith just flew down last week. I don't know if they were in Atlanta or Tampa, but they're
South
one of the two
Florida. I
cities.
think probably like near
Okay,
Miami
yes.
or
Okay, there
something.
you go. So they did a workout and they implemented some offense together. So it looked like, hey, okay, we're getting together. But now you bring this in, and you're right. My side would have been no excuses for Kenny Pickett, right? Last year's no excuses for Matt Canada. There's no longer an offensive coordinator question, whatever. And he's in that realm of possibility where, okay, maybe he doesn't work out here. And I guarantee you this, if he's not starting next year, I don't think he's coming back after the rookie contract. And he could become, maybe he goes somewhere else, finds himself, and becomes a success story. I don't know. But I think it's, if they, like I said, they would have brought in, Mitch Trubisky kind of a guy again, no big worries. But they brought in Russell Wilson. He's got a Super Bowl ring. He's got a Walter Payton Man of the Year award. He's won best passer rating once or twice. I mean, he's got some legitimate resume. I don't know if it's Hall of Fame yet, but it's knocking on the door, Ken. It's not there yet, but you got a hell of a task. Got a hell of a task.
Yeah, and then they have to decide too. They have that fifth year option, which is super valuable, right? Being drafted in the first round, super valuable if you can keep a quarterback for 5 years, under very affordable terms. And it's like they've got to figure that out because that comes up next May. You know what I mean? So it's like if he doesn't have a whole lot of playing time, you know what I mean? Next season, I don't see why they would really, pick that up or exercise that, but. That's down the road.
But we got to remember the nature of the NFL and that quarterbacks drop like flies. So let's say the scenario is the quarterback room is Russell Wilson, Kenny Pickett, and a rookie. And Russell Wilson's number one and Kenny Pickett's number two. Kenny Pickett is going to get playing time. He's going to play. It's just the nature of the business. It's the nature of almost every team had to go through their second, third, or even fourth string quarterback in the past few years. They drop like flies. So if Kenny Pickett embraces that role, it's like, okay, you're the guy, I'll be the backup, I'll learn from you, whatever, I'll be ready. He's gonna get playing time. So, it's not a permanent situation where it's like, oh God, we have no idea what we're gonna get in him. It's like you're gonna see something from him this season if it plays out the way we think it is.
I
Yeah,
agree.
no, all good points. I think it's just a matter of now. Oh man, Latrobe just got a lot more interesting. A lot more interesting. It's what's good for business.
Those mom and pop
It's good
shops
for
out
us.
there are going to be pretty excited about, those mom and pop shops are going to be pretty excited about having Dangerous and Latrobe.
Yeah, I wonder how Russ is going to deal with having to stay in a dorm room in Latrobe. I mean, he's not exactly used to that kind of thing. So,
Okay. Do either of you watch the show Ted Lasso? Okay. Do you remember in their final season, the team wasn't doing so well, and they brought in this guy, Zava, who is this like weird Italian dude, the superstar, and he was so weird, and he just like changed the whole dynamic of the team. It was just so out of place and weird. That's what reminds me of Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
He's Hollywood, and he's
Yep.
coming to Yinzertown. How's this gonna work?
Right.
I can't imagine. Just
We're
like
not Hollywood. We're
we're far from Hollywood, buddy. Buddy, you
a
better
lot of
watch
our
where you
women look
park.
like Mallory Keaton. That's about the only parallel. That's a Pittsburgh, typical Pittsburgh woman, Mallory
Mallory
Keaton kind of a thing. No, I
Keaton.
mean, it will be interesting, Joe. It will be interesting. And maybe Kenny Pickett plays off of that. I don't know. Part of me almost wishes, in a way, Kenny Pickett wins because, man, what a story that would make. Because how is Russell Wilson going to handle that being a backup? So it's just became a lot more fun. Now, these Kenny
Right,
Pickett
right.
lovers are freaking pulling their hair out over this. They're saying the Steelers are stupid. They're the worst run organization. No, you're stupid. This is very low risk. We said at the top of the broadcast here, they're not paying very much to bring in a quality quarterback like him. Worst canary scenario is he starts and they have a successful season with the next year. And the thing is, he's coming to a team that has a pretty good defense. And I think Steelers are going to continue to improve that defense and have a decent defense next year. Russell Wilson has done very, very well as a game manager with a very good defense on the other side for many years in Seattle. Denver was
And a
a
good
lot.
running game.
And a good
Yeah.
running game, which Arthur Smith does. So, I mean, this could be a very, very good fit at a very good low cost for at least for a year. So, yeah,
What
is
did
what
we
it is.
keep saying? What is the phrase about Russell Wilson? Let Russ cook. Well, they let Russ cook. Keep his ass out of the kitchen. Go back to being the game manager, dude. You're
Right.
just fine as a game manager. Just do that. Don't let him cook. Keep him far away from the kitchen. We'll bring in the food, buddy.
Right. Yeah. No. But yeah, and then I think the other parallel that this brings up is what happens now with Deontay Johnson?
Okay.
Because
Okay.
it's basically now out
So
there that they're listening.
those that
They're
was the
listening to.
news reports that they're entertaining offers for him. Oh boy, we talked about this last week.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan. I think they should keep him. Allison, what are your thoughts on whether they should keep or get rid of
Yeah, I think
Deontay
they should
Johnson?
keep him because they don't have a backup plan, right? They don't have
Right.
Pickens. Great. Say we move Pickens up to wide receiver one. Who's wide receiver two? Right? So, I mean, we don't even have, even if we did a little shuffle there. If Deontay's gone, I sort of feel like we're screwed because, even if we do draft a receiver in the first or second round, you know how Tomlin is with draft picks. You know what I mean? Like, how long was it before George Pickens started a game, right? So it's like,
Right.
come on. Unless Arthur Smith,
Yeah.
you know what I mean? Unless Arthur Smith maybe has a different
I'm
kind of power, you know what I mean? That Matt Canada didn't have.
I
Or
guess I'm in
anybody
both.
else, you know.
Right. I guess I'm in both camps. Like, I guess I want to see him stay because you're right. The problem it would present if he left. So Allen Robinson left, and that was a reminder that he was even here in the first place.
Right.
Yeah, maybe released Allen Robinson. Oh, that's right. I didn't even know
That's
other than
right.
the occasional block that he threw. The only thing I keep going back to is that the last game of the season, after the game, he says Mason Rudolph's my quarterback next year. And just, I mean, how in the world do you mend that fence and make that work with Kenny now? Now that Russell Wilson's here, you know damn well where Deontay's fandom might be. It's not with Kenny Pickett. So is he going to work well with him? Is he going to drop balls on purpose? Is he, I don't know. So I think if they're kind of doing a little bit of a revamp here, not a rebuild, whatever you want to call it, a phase out, phase in, his mouth may have cost him. And whether we want him to stay or not may be a moot point. I think it's a little bit past that right now. I think he's going to be gone. I don't know if I want him to be gone. I'm with you guys. Maybe there's a veteran. I think I said before we started to record, I think Tyler Boyd will be a Steeler before the next podcast, but he's more of at this point. Just too much of a harsh statement to make in his attitude and things he did during the field last year. I think he may have been that big cancer in the locker room that influenced other guys, and maybe he's been the mark of Sorry, kid, you did too much. You said too much. We'd like to keep you too. We don't want to be in a situation, but if we can get something for you, you're gone.
That is
Yeah.
the other issue is, okay, we know about all the outside noise. We know about what all the people outside the team are saying, but what about what's happening inside the team? There was a lot, it sounded like there was a lot of division last year. There was something that Isaac Seumalo said at the end of the year. He said the quarterback situation needs to be figured out. That's how the NFL is. We need to have some solidarity there, one way or another. Wherever it goes, you can't win in the NFL without that. I think that speaks volumes. I think there was like an almost a civil war in that locker room, and I think Deontay and George Pickens had a lot to do with that. So maybe that's why you kind of have to get rid of him, is because hey, if your attitude, if you're a bad apple, get the hell out of here. Despite what your talent is, and yeah, it would hurt, but it's like okay, fine, we'll get other wide receivers. But I mean, I think it would suck because I think he's a great talent. But if your attitude is tearing the whole team apart, that's not good.
So that's the way I view it. I don't think he'll be here, but then again, I just don't know. But yeah, you're right. If he goes, now we have another problem, another hole to fill, right? We don't have to do right now. We have to fill Allen Robinson's spot. We can do that. No problem. But yeah, so that makes itself interesting. And it's just, again, this bringing in Russell Wilson makes me wonder. Does Deontay say, "Oh, wait a minute, wait a minute. I'm good now. I'm good. Not Russ. I'll shut up. Let's go."
It's
Yeah.
very possible.
My thoughts initially, just when I heard that Russell Wilson was meeting with the Steelers, I kind of looked at Denver's depth chart and the wide receiver depth chart, and I'm like, oh, hey, like maybe we go and after, like, if Deontay is gonna go and Russell's coming here, maybe we go after Jerry Jeudy or Cortland
Well,
Sutton. I
Judy
mean,
just
like,
got traded to the Browns.
and like
But
literally.
I
Moments
mean,
after I had that thought, Judy was in Cleveland, and I'm like, dang it, because it would be cool, right, for Russell Wilson to have a weapon that he's worked with before and whatever, especially if we were gonna, trade Deontay. But obviously that's not gonna
So I think that's kind of the next big drama move, what's gonna happen there, and what the return would be for Deontay. Because I don't think it's big. I don't know. I think a second rounder you could probably get for him, maybe a third. I'm not.
See, that's the thing. That's the thing. I think that's why they put that out there. They're just letting it known, like, hey, if you want him, he's available. Make us an offer and we'll think about it. If it's a
Hey,
bad
guys.
offer, forget about it. But if it's a second, I would take that deal. I think you could get a second round wide receiver that could take the place of Deontay Johnson.
Plus five. Five touchdowns in 2 years. You can replace that. That's my view. That's my view on it.
I'm sort of feeling like I don't think we'd get more than a third this year. Maybe they could couple it with, a future pick next year or whatever, you know what I mean? But
I don't know if
I
I don't
feel
know if
like
he's
I'd get
worth, I
it.
don't know. If
No,
it
I
would have to be an
agree.
early third or something like that,
Right, I
but
agree totally. I think he's worth a second, but I don't know that. Other teams, yeah, because again, they look at his production and they look at his me, you know what I mean? And it's like, hey, do we really want to bring that in here or
well,
not?
here's another thing. I don't know exactly what Arthur Smith's offense is like or what kind of wide receivers he likes, but I have a feeling he likes those wide receivers that like to be physical and like to block. I'm thinking of like AJ Brown when he was with the Titans. So that ain't Deontay. Deontay's
No.
not a blocker, so
No,
maybe
no.
he won't fit. I don't know. I don't know, but I mean, I have full faith in Omar Khan, whatever they figure out, whether they decide to keep him or not. The other thing is, if they do trade him, that's like $16 million off the books. Frees up a lot of space. You could get some good players with all that money. So we'll see. We'll see. Speaking of salary cap space, they have like $24 million or something like that because they got rid of Patrick Peterson. That wide receiver we didn't realize was actually on the team. Who else did they get rid of? They
Mason
got rid of
Cole, Presley
Mason Cole.
Harvin,
Yeah.
yeah,
They
Mitch
got rid of
Trubisky.
Mitch Trubisky. So they've cleared up a bunch of space. We're here in day one of free agency or tampering or whatever they want to call it. And nothing's happened yet. And that's okay. It doesn't have to. But still, now you got a lot of holes. You basically have no one in the secondary besides Joey Porter Jr. and Minkah. I think there's like two people in the secondary. You got a lot of needs. You need a center. And you know the way the Steelers operate, it's not like they're just gonna wait for the draft to fill these holes. They're gonna have something there in place. So you need a center, you need inside linebackers, you need a secondary, you need a whole bunch of things. And yeah, and you're just like, okay, well, we have 30 million in cap space. That's not really a lot. That's like,
No.
that could get you like three dudes. So I don't know. It's going to be very interesting to see how this all plays out, like what they do in free agency to fill these needs.
And plus they have some contracts they can restructure, you know, Minka and Watt and Hayward, and there's some, you know, there's some other money that could be
They can do that with,
freed up there.
I think you might see them. Jerome Baker's a guy that I've been high on with the Dolphins. I think you might see them go after him pretty hard now. But I think Baker and Boyd could be two people we see on this team before next week's podcast. So those are two guys. Baker would be a much needed, I'm not sure which one you just said, inside linebacker. That's key. He'd be a great spot there. So yeah, but you're right. Geno Stone went to the Ravens. I saw that right before we went on the air here. So that was a guy I was kind of looking at, but he's with the Ravens now. So yeah, they have a lot of needs, they have some money. And I think it's really going to be an interesting next few days because, hey, they brought in one of the biggest names without having to pay hardly anything for him. So, yeah, go get a punter too. Don't draft a punter.
Yes. So I wrote about it.
Free
I said, well,
agent.
now at least we don't have to worry about them using a draft pick on a freaking punter now.
Right.
So that's good.
Pull out your
That
Mark
has
Royals
never
jersey.
worked.
You can pull out your Mark Royals jersey and duct tape it and write Russell Wilson on the back or your Skippy Reid jersey. Either way it goes, I'm sure there's still some Mark Royal jerseys flirting or floating out there. So,
Somebody said you can't have number three because that's retired by Jeff Reed or something like that.
I saw
Yeah.
somebody say, "Give him, let him have number seven."
Oh, too soon. Too soon. He wore 16 in college. He wore 16 in college, but I could see him being. I don't think he's. Was he number three in Denver too? Yeah.
Probably.
So, yeah.
There is a picture of him, of Russell Wilson, like listening to music on his earbuds, and somebody put the caption, he's listening to Donny Iris. I die.
He's learning the words the renegade. He's
Could you
got Donnie.
imagine in his first press conference, like, hey, Yins want to go downtown and at?
Yep.
Try to fit in with the locals. I had some Promontis.
Yes. Go to the Triangle Sub Shop. It's better. Take him to get a destroyer.
Get a destroyer or
Start
a
making the
battleship.
trannies.
Those are,
No.
yeah. And hide your valuables. I want to see like when his wife shows up and like Yinz is like, it's getting on, Sierra. How you doing
Yeah.
that?
I got a
Sierra.
backpack with Sierra. My Jeep's a Sierra.
I can see you're a
Yeah.
miss. Yeah.
Yeah, Nat.
Yeah. I mean, they're just so Hollywood to come to Pittsburgh. That was where. Now, I didn't know about this connection. Did you see that connection with Acrisure?
Agrisure, yeah, that
How
was
about
interesting.
that? They were on the board of Acrisure. So technically, Russell Wilson owns the stadium. I think that's how that works.
Oh, great.
Yeah, that was a
Maybe he'll
really.
change
Call
it
it
back to
Heinz,
maybe he'll
just so
put it
you
back to
know.
Heinz.
Yeah,
That's
I'm
what
real
he'll
happy to
do.
be here at Acrisure Stadium. Where? What? Huh? Heinz
Yeah.
Field.
I feel bad for Mason Rudolph. And I really hope he doesn't go to a division rival. I'm wondering.
Bronze. Yeah, I don't feel bad.
What if he goes to the Browns and then like basically pulls a Joe Flacco and just wins a bunch of games and beats the Steelers? I tell you what, if it's Russell Wilson against Mason Rudolph for in a game with Mason Rudolph with the Browns are winning 50 to nothing. That guy would
Oh
be
yeah.
so motivated.
And what Buffalo, why? Mitch Trubisky is back in Buffalo.
Why not?
Okay. Okay. Because he did great for you there.
No, he totally did. Yeah, he blew
I don't
off the
think
roof.
Josh Allen like missed one playlist. That's why it's
No.
Oh,
Yeah.
right. Yeah.
Yep.
So tell me one thing, guys. Did you guys already book, like, last night at midnight? Did you guys book your trips to Denver?
Oh.
Oh, the Steelers are going to play Denver.
In
I'll
Denver.
see. That's
Nice.
why I thought he was going to go to the Raiders, because so he could play Denver. But yeah, what if Russell Wilson beats Denver while they're paying him $37 million?
That
How
would be
funny would
hilarious.
that
That's going to be a primetime game,
be? Thank
guaranteed.
you, thank you, thank you, thank you for beating us. And here's your money.
Yes. Right. That's like when, Pepperdine plays Penn State or Akron or plays
Right.
Alabama, and they get $750,000 to lose 56-3.
Yeah. And sometimes they pay and the other team and the underdog wins. So yeah.
Oh yeah, like when my favorite
Appalachian
one,
State.
Appalachian State beat Michigan.
Yeah.
So that's good stuff. No, talk about the Raiders. I mean, Wilkinson, who is a guy, Joe, that I thought we could get. I was like, I really like Wilkinson. He gets 84 million guaranteed. Yeah, okay, I was maybe
Whoops.
aiming too high.
Yeah, so much for
Whoops. But holy crap,
that.
Cosby and that guy on the same line. Oof.
Yeah, that's going to be amazing. That's going to be amazing. I mean, they don't have a quarterback. Oh, no, they got Gardner Minshew.
Gardner Minshew.
Oh, there we go. They're Super
Who
Bowl.
they paid a lot of money for? Okay. Here's a funny thing. Russell Wilson and Kirk Cousins are basically the same age. One makes 1 million and one makes 180 million over 4 years. And the dude's
Well,
coming off a surgery, a major surgery. That's going to be real interesting how to see how Kirk Cousins does in Atlanta. And Atlanta has all those weapons, but they've had horrible, like terrible quarterbacks in the past few years. So that'll be really interesting.
If the Steelers would have brought in Gardner Minshew as a backup, I would have been okay with that. I would have been like, yeah, okay, that's better, and that's an improvement. But then they go and get Russell Wilson. It's like, whoa, okay. But yeah, it is. I am interested to see where Mason Rudolph ends up. And Joe, I think it's a good point because I think there's a lot of users that really want to see him do well. Like he all of a sudden kind of became a little bit of a darling, right? Like he came in, kind of saved us, at least got us to the playoffs, did what he could, looked good doing it. And now you're like, as long as you say he doesn't go to Cleveland or Baltimore or Cincinnati, we kind of need to have a good story of him going somewhere and doing something as long as it's not against us. But yeah, I think everybody wishes that kid the best because he gave us his best in a situation very much like Kenny Pickett maybe finding himself in. It was pretty rotten. Steelers did not treat Mason Rudolph very well overall. So yeah, best wishes to him.
Of all the people that could have checked out and could have had a bad attitude, it was Mason Rudolph,
Oh,
and
for
he had
sure.
the best attitude. And I mean, that team treated him like crap. They didn't give him one chance. And finally, when they were desperate, they gave him a chance, and he made the most of it because he was keeping himself ready the whole time. So I'm super happy for him. I hope he becomes a primary backup somewhere. I hope he has a chance. I hope he plays in the league for a long time because the dude put in his dues. But if he does go to the Browns, that will be a real awkward when he gets to meet the team and he gets to meet Myles Garrett.
Yeah, here's your clocker right next to number 95. Who is that? Oh, Miles Garrett. Is that why? Why'd you
PTSD.
swear?
I'm like,
What's yeah.
where's yeah, we'll see. We'll see. It's there's so much still that is going to happen. Oh boy. Oh
Oh
boy.
boy.
I just can't believe that it was a Sunday near midnight. We got that news. And it's like I can't believe this. This is crazy. This is crazy. I'm still in disbelief that it happened. Like never in a million years that I thought Russell Wilson would end up here.
No, me neither. Nope.
There was a stat from Warren Sharp. He basically said Russell Wilson sucks. He said he threw 27% of his passes behind the line of scrimmage, which was number one. 62% of his passes were within 5 yards of the line of scrimmage. Basically, that's the knock on Russell Wilson is he can't throw to the he doesn't throw to the middle of the field. Well, we're already used to that. So
Right.
We're already ready for that. That is nothing new to us.
And apparently that's where Arthur Smith likes his quarterbacks to throw. So it's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting.
Yeah, I don't think any of us just think we signed Dan Marino, all right, in his prime. We got a guy that I don't think we expected to get for a money we certainly sure as hell didn't expect to be able to not spend on him. And
where'd you go, Darren?
He left. Hi, Darren. Darren has left the building.
He's frozen. He gets the frozen.
Yeah, he's face. All frozen. His frozen face.
But I'm tired of the Kenny Pickett defenders saying listening to talk radio today has been really interesting. First of all, they're saying we should have traded for Justin Fields. Hey, bro, look around the league. Do you see people knocking down the door to get Justin Fields?
No.
Not at all.
No.
Not
at all. Sorry, not I had to get disconnected.
Oh, no problem.
You're right. I mean, because I tell you what, I think that's where you went with this, Joe. If Justin Fields would have came here, I'd be really worried. We already talked about that. I don't want his 68 turnovers here. And, I'd be like, God, please, Kenny, please be the answer. But now I feel a little more relaxed. So I'm glad it wasn't Fields. I'm glad we didn't give up the farm to get him, you know.
I would be okay trading a third round pick for him and him being QB2 behind Russell Wilson and pick at number three.
But the thing about Justin Fields is you got to pay him a lot of money.
Yeah. Not right away, right?
Not right away, but I think he has. He also has that. Doesn't he also have the fifth year option? Or you had?
He does,
I don't.
But not until. He does. He's not until next year, though, right? Like they don't have to. Doesn't he have
they'd
one
have
more?
To pick it up. They'd have to pick it up next year. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's that's the news. It's like, nobody's beating down their door to get to the dude. That should tell you a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But the one thing about Russell Wilson, he does not turn it over. Mm-mm. He is excellent in play action, which mm-hmm. will be perfect in this offense.
Yes, yes.
Right. I mean, he's not what he was. He's not that dude that runs around like crazy anymore. And that's fine. Another thing about Russell Wilson, apparently, is he throws a really good deep ball. So,
right.
That should be the first play. The first play in a in an Arthur Smith offense with Russell Wilson running it is a deep ball to George Pickens. That's it.
Yeah.
And hope it's not an interception.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Right. Yeah. No. So I think a lot of Steeler Nation feels like we're better off today than we were yesterday, unless you're these Kenny Pickett fanatic, Nazis that like, I don't understand the devotion. And then you say, well, you're just saying that because some of them are like, you see on their thing, they're big Pitt fans. You're just saying it because you're a Pitt fan. No, I'm not. Yeah, you are.
Say it. You've said it before, Darren. I've seen other people say it before. If the dude went to Toledo, if the dude went to Nebraska, we wouldn't care about Kenny Pickett. We'd probably want him gone. But because he went to Pitt, we love him and we defend him to death. I'm sick and tired of when people say, well, he only had a game and a half without Matt Canada. Come on. That game, first of all, that game without Matt Canada, that first game without Matt Canada against Cincinnati, he played the game of his life because he had to. Because everybody said, okay, you fired Matt Canada. Okay, Kenny, now it's on you. Because now, everybody was blaming Matt Canada before, but it's now, like, he's not around to blame anymore. It's like, oh, then people are going to start looking at me. So maybe I better play well.
I agree. If you went anywhere else other than Pitt, possibly Penn State, then nobody would care, right? So it's like, as a Penn Stater, did I want to see?
Oh, frozen day.
Aaron, you have
Penn Stater do well there? Sure, I do. If he doesn't, he doesn't. I know. Am I back?
You're back now.
You're in and out, but
okay.
I mean, we're almost sorry done about anyways. That.
Right, right. I look like a Matt Canada receiving pattern. Hey, we are better off this week than we were last week at this time at this podcast. So I'm interested to see next podcast where we're at, Joe, because I think we'll be a little even bit better off.
Yeah.
Are we winning the Super Bowl? No. But we're better when we win.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. I got my look, it's a Super Bowl terrible towel too. I'm nice. Good. No, I they're better, and this is just this is the most low risk move ever. You didn't spend any draft picks, and you didn't spend any money on the guy. Right. It's the most no brainer thing. Even if it's a horrible disaster, you got a backup, so you're fine. So I mean, this is all win win. As long as it doesn't tear apart the team and it doesn't, as long as Kenny Pickett handles it okay, we're all good.
Yeah.
We will see.
Joe, the only thing I want to throw in there, and I'm interested in how you and Allison feel about this, but I think this happened maybe like the day before our last podcast, and we neglected to mention it, but Bill Hillgrove announcing his retirement. If you ever met Bill Hillgrove, I mean, what a nice, nice, nice man. Very nice guy. Sad to see him go. I think all of us here have great memories of him calling some of the greatest Steeler moments. And so obviously some Pitt moments too. I've listened to him with Pitt games, but for me, it's Steeler Association, right? So, hats off to Bill Hillgrove. He gave us one great voice for a really long time, and he'll be sorely missed.
They played a highlight reel of like all his greatest calls. And you got to remember, he did this since what, 90, early 90s, something like that. He was the main guy. So basically, he has been calling some of the greatest moments in Steelers history, and definitely all the great moments in Steelers history over the last 30 years. Mm-hmm. And that's amazing. He's iconic. He's, I mean, yeah, I was in the same bars him one time, we won't go into that. But he seems like such a really friendly guy, an awesome guy. I've never heard a bad thing about him. That's some big shoes to fill, and now he's still doing Pitt. he's been calling Pitt games for like I think this is his 51st year, so he's been doing that for a long time. He's still doing that. That was the other crazy thing is he would do a Pitt game on Saturday, whether it was basketball or football, and then the very next day he would be doing a Steeler game, no matter where they were in the country.
Right. Yeah. They could be on the West Coast and Pitt could have a game against Va Tech and he's there, you know?
Yeah. 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 It was at a crazy, crazy schedule. So maybe he could just take it easy now. But yeah, those will be big shoes to fill. Bill Hillgrove, thank you. I just heard Mike Lang on the radio. He called into a Mark Madden show, and I'm gonna get emotional, but I just love hearing him because I miss him doing Penguins games. So you hear those older announcers, slowly they're going away, and it's sad because it's these a lot of times these voices are part of our childhoods, and mm-hmm. and part of our lives, and so it's you cherish that. So congratulations to Bill Hillgrove, and thank you for all the wonderful broadcasts. You just think of all of them. You think of all of his iconic calls, all the iconic Steelers moments. He was there for them, it's amazing.
Yeah, no, 100% agree. And a lot of those calls that they played, Joe, you can hear Tunch. And Tunch is a personal friend of mine. We were, Tunch would always, I'd spend time with him in Latrobe. He was in, I was in a men's group with him for a while. It's hard to hear him, because he was such a great, great man. But all those games with Bill and Tunch and, Mike's down the sideline, you had Myron in the booth. I mean, brought back some great memories. So, yeah, I mean, they all tied together. And the one thing I always remember about Hillgrove is, like, if Steelers could be having a really awful game, somehow he made it less awful. Like, your yins are there, you're throwing your terrible towel, and you're pissed. And he'd be like, well, kind of ho-hum about it. But he just knew the right way to, balance that out. Yeah. I don't know how he did it, but just had a way.
Yeah, Tunch was a literal saint. That is one of the greatest people ever. And
They weren't gone yet.
Gone way too soon. That's such a shame. But all right, on that note, we will see what happens. Watch, like 5 minutes from now, they're gonna trade for Justin Fields or something like that. It's like, oh, so some crazy thing is gonna happen. But yeah, I totally expect. I bet Tyler Boyd definitely comes home. I think that would be cool. He could be in the Allen Robinson spot. Hey, I remembered his name. All right. Yeah, no, I think that would be so cool if Tyler Boyd came to the Steelers hometown camp.
Boydsburg.
Boydsburg.
Call it now, Boydsburg.
Well, what are you what is it? You already have Dangerberg.
Dangerberg.
I
It
don't know.
doesn't have, it
It
doesn't
would
roll off
be
the tongue like dangerous does, but
Boydopolis.
Dangerusburg.
Boydopolis. Yeah.
Dangerusburg? I don't know. It's a lot
Boyd
of
Town, Boyd Town, Boyd, Boyd,
work on
Boyd.
that sign for next week.
We gotta work.
Yeah,
Yeah,
I will.
we'll workshop that. All right. All right. Thanks, guys. Hey, I'll see you.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Yep, bye.